From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello once again and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Gospel broadcast. I'm glad that you're tuning in, and I trust that you'll stay with us for the next 15 minutes. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend Gordon Dean, and he's turning our thoughts to the book of Nahum, chapter 1 and verse 7, The Lord is Good, a Stronghold in the Day of Trouble. That message after these words in song.
Simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way, even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all, trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the day.
Today we want to look at Nahum chapter 1 verse 7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. This text of scripture has been likened to a ray of sunshine on a cloudy, tempestuous day. If you read this passage of scripture, you will find that there's a picture of a tremendous raging storm. There's the roar of the thunder and the crack of the lightning, the swelling of the sea, and the shaking of the earthquake, and the rushing of the mad torrent. Then, just as there often comes a lull in the midst of the storm, so there comes a silence, and we hear instead of the thunder, the sweet sound of sacred song and the sweet music of the still small voice, that the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. The thunders roar, and the earthquakes heave, and the lightning strikes, and the fires of judgment burn, and yet through it all, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. I want you to think of this text and what it speaks of. Notice the surety of God's person. It says the Lord is good. Now, it's easy to say that in the sunshine when all's going well, but those who really trust the Lord are those who are able to say that in the devastating storm, that the Lord is good. The true believer in the darkest hour of life's experience can say with Job, when robbed of everything, the Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away, blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you see the Lord is good? The very name God is a shortened form of good. There are many who are saved by grace who look back on the past and they have got to say that God is good. First of all, I want you to see He's good in His person. He's good in His very character. Indeed, goodness is one of the attributes of God, and He cannot be more good than He is. Now, some people have gone through harrowing experiences, and they may doubt that. They've watched loved ones go through suffering or illness, and they've seen them taken away, and they've asked, is God good? There are those that have heard how God in His justice will punish sin, and He will punish sin everlasting, and they say, if God's good, it cannot be that the wicked shall be cast into hell. But God is good in all that He does. You think of the three persons of the Trinity. The Father is certainly good. He determined to send His Son as a Saviour. We think of the passion of the Father's heart over a world of lost sinners. Then Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, is good. He loved me, and He gave Himself for me. He went to the cross and gave Himself to be my Saviour. We can say the Holy Ghost is good because He applies the gospel to my soul. We think of the passion of the Holy Ghost in coming into this filthy, wicked world and seeking out in the dens of iniquity the souls of those for whom Christ died. In a threefold sense, we can say that the Lord is good. But not only is He good in His person, but He's good in His purpose. The purpose of the Lord is always good. The Bible says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Sometimes we wonder about the circumstances and the conditions that we face, but we're assured that God has a plan and a purpose behind the whole thing. God is working out His own plans and purposes in the midst of the world, and that plan is for the good of His people. But something else, we find that God is good in His providences. There may be particular providences that grieve you at the moment, but the Lord always does the best for His people that can be done. The Bible says, no good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. He's good in His person. He's good in His purpose. He's good in His promises. We can say, for all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us. You think of the promises of God that are absolutely guaranteed. We think of those promises that tell us that God will never leave us nor forsake us. We think of the promises that God will answer prayer if we ask in the Saviour's name. No matter what may lie ahead of us, we can depend upon the promises of God. And one more thing, God is good in His pardon. How sweet is the pardon that we have through the blood of Christ. Happy is the soul that can say, my sin, O the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part but the whole is nailed to His cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I hope that you can sing that today. The surety of God's person. Then the stronghold of God's power. The text points to a great stronghold, a great fortress, a mighty refuge. And it speaks of God being that stronghold. And it speaks of the day of trouble. It doesn't speak of a month of trouble or a year of trouble, but a day. And you know, in most people's lives, there's a day of troubles that's greater than any other. There always seems to be that time when troubles hit in numbers and the waves of trouble are more ferocious than usual. It's a day of trouble. Job learned about such a day in his life. What a day of trouble it was when he lost his business and lost his family and lost his possessions, lost his riches, lost his health. And then the confidence of his wife was God. She said, curse God and die. But that day of trouble proved Job. And there seems to be always the day of trouble from night to morning. But in such a day we can rest upon God. Martin Luther the Reformer went down to depths of despair and trials and darkness. But in that he turned to the Psalter and he said to his wife and to Philip Melanchthon, let us sing, God is our refuge and our strength and straits our present aid. And out of that psalm he composed his wonderful hymn, a mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing, our helper he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work his woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not his equal. But he said, a mighty fortress is our God. And the fact that God's a stronghold gives us the greatest possible hope. In Psalm 125 it says, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. And you know, if you have a stronghold, if the city even is besieged, you have a confidence if those walls are going to hold. And we have the Lord round about us if we're saved. You know, sometimes God's people lack the peace they ought to have. They're worried about tomorrow, worried about business, worried about finance and family and health and all sorts of things. But maybe it's because they've wandered away from the strongholds. Strongholds are not temporary. Fortifications are meant to stand. And so it is with the Lord. His refuge will never fail if we are abiding in him. We see the surety of his person, the stronghold of his power, but then the scrutiny of his people. He says, he knoweth them that trust in him. This is a personal knowledge. If you trust in him, he looks down to care for you. But it is specific, those that trust in him, those that have put their faith and confidence in him. Have you trusted him? Are you one of those that he knows in the sense of one of his people? You are not unless you've repented of your sin. The phrase speaks of an intimate knowledge, the knowledge of a lover, one who loves us. It's the knowledge of one who cares, whose gentle hand guides, sustains, provides, protects. That's what God is to his people. I would love that you would know that. But there's something else. It speaks not only of the knowledge of an intimate lover, but it speaks of fraternity. It is loving communion. It is one who sympathizes. You know, in the Old Testament, the high priest carried the names of the tribes of Israel upon his garments, upon his shoulders. And my Savior carries me on his shoulders. And he says, I know that child of mine, and he will never perish. Neither shall anyone pluck him out of my hand. Something else, not only is it intimate knowledge and fraternal knowledge, but it's declarative knowledge. God, the Lord, declares that he knows his people. When it comes to the judgment day, that's going to make all the difference, you know. If God declares that he knows you, when the judgment has been set and the verdicts have been given, and one day before the angels and the generations of mankind from Adam onward, unto the millennium dawns, God will declare that he knows me. With extended hand he will greet me when the saints go marching in. Why? Only because I believed in his salvation. Make sure you know his salvation. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.